Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
I'm Lisa Wexler. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Easter Seals, New York, here in Valhalla on a beautiful, cool, breezy day because we are celebrating these 3 to 5-year-old kids and their families that have special needs as they make their way from one year to another with a carnival and an end-of-year celebration. Adorable and delicious kids. Craig Stenning, the executive director of Easter Seals New York, is sitting with me right now. Hey, Craig, thank you for coming down from Rhode Island. Boy, that's nice.
Thank you for being here and allowing us to talk about Easter Seals.
Tell me what Easter Seals does. Most people think of it literally as like an old scrapbook with like Easter Seals on it and birth defects. That's how I think of it.
Right.
Terrible,
so the Easter Seals brand is a great brand. And the services that are provided differs from state to state, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Which is why people get confused. So in New York State, Easter Seals provides services from youngsters, 3 to 5 years old, that you're hearing in the background.
Yeah, adorable.
All the way through to senior citizens. So in this part of the state and in the Bronx, we operate 4 preschools for children with special needs.
So Easter Seals is a not-for-profit agency.
It's a not-for-profit agency.
That does things.
That
it isn't just
National organization.
Okay.
Which has state affiliates.
I see.
So in each state, the types of services they can provide differs. For example, in the state that I come from and I live in, Easter Seals, Rhode Island, basically operates a small early intervention program.
I see.
That's it.
All right.
But in New York State, in addition to the preschool and early intervention programs, up in the northwestern part of the state, up in Rochester, we have a large program for teenagers and adults with developmental disabilities.
And who funds these?
All the programs are funded by a grouping of funds which combines Medicaid, in particular, state funding, Department of Education funding, county funding, local funding, fundraising.
So the services are provided by an independent not-for-profit, but the funding, a lot of it comes from our own taxes.
Yes.
As well as private donations, obviously.
Yes, exactly.
And is that because Easter Seals, as an organization, has to meet a lot of special criteria in order to become that agency that the funds will then go to?
We do. We are regulated by a number of different federal and state organizations. We also operate mental health centers. We operate substance abuse programs. We operate a program in New York City designed to help older individuals over the age of 50 who are looking to get back into the workforce.
So it's really a tremendous array of social services.
It is.
Tremendous.
And we have a huge veterans
program. Why are you called Easter Seals?
Easter Seals was the original name of the organization that was started over 80 years ago, specifically to help individuals with disabilities. So the broad definition of services is for people who have some type of disability. Easter Seals New York falls under the parent company of an organization known as FedCap. FedCap was started 85 years ago by 3 veterans in New York City who were unemployed, who had received some type of injury from their service in the war, and because of that couldn't find employment. So they started to hang out in Times Square, and they said, we need to do something to help veterans. So the underpinning of FedCap is to help people who are struggling with some types of barriers to their economic well-being. So if you combine those 2 missions, helping people with disabilities, helping people with barriers to financial stability, you see the entire array of services.
You see a lot of people.
You see a lot of people.
And more every day.
More and more every day. And you were talking earlier with Rob about the substance abuse issue.
Yes.
And I used to run a substance abuse treatment agency for many years, a couple of decades, and we saw thousands of people. Unfortunately, we thought treatment was the beginning and the end. We were wrong. What people really need is recovery and support after they complete treatment. So if people don't have a job, if people don't have a roof over their head, then all likely they will return to using
substances. So, Craig, in my other life, the rest of my life, I'm a probate judge. And probate judges in Connecticut, that's where I'm elected, we have a wide array of jurisdiction over these kind of problems.
Right.
And not only special needs kids as they become guardians, that's not what I'm talking about, but with respect to substance abuse, we do exclusive jurisdiction over all the mental health proceedings, and we happen to have a mental health hospital in my district. So I see this, and I also see removal of guardians. In other words, young parents, mothers, who are addicted to painkillers, who are incarcerated. So there's a story that I know of recently where this young mother was incarcerated. Her little one had to be removed from her guardianship. Luckily, there was a grandparent, but it's not optimal. I mean, still not the mother, right? And the mother was climbing up the hill and had support. And then what happened was, because the mother had been arrested for drug use, the mother was denied the job she was promised by Starbucks. And that spiraled back into using because she couldn't get a job.
So that's the real life story.
That's the real story.
That I was alluding to, that people begin to straighten out their lives, but without a decent job, without some type of housing, and without the supports that come from
the
recovery
community.
And by
the way, the local Starbucks wanted to hire her. Like, right. The people there really did want to hire her. But they ran into a roadblock. And they said that her prior record meant that she couldn't, you know, make coffee for people.
And this is why Easter Seals is opening up a number of recovery centers. And, you know, even though in this area we're basically a preschool, we would love to bring some of the other services.
But what is a recovery center going to do? Are you going to provide jobs for people?
That's part of it, yes.
You are.
There's an entire employment section for any. A recovery center is really a community of people who have been through the same thing, and you have recovery coaches who work there. Some of those coaches will go out to the emergency departments when someone overdoses and they're fortunate enough to survive that and link them back to the recovery center. Others help them get employment and would help someone like you just mentioned to go through the maneuvering of people
so,
that won't hire
so
somebody.
It's heartbreaking.
Right.
Heartbreaking.
And other pieces of it is to help people get housing.
Housing. Oh, that's a big piece. This woman happened to be lucky.
I mean, the speech I used to give was, without a roof over your head,
nothing.
And some type of activity during the day, hopefully a job, you're gonna relapse again.
Well, I think you ought to catch Rob Astorino before he gets into the car so you can ask him about Easter Seals doing a recovery center around here. Because he wants to be part of the solution. He knows about the problem.
He does. He gave an excellent review of what the problem is and really understands it.
Craig Stenning, thanks for joining us today. I'm Lisa Wexler, and you've been listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from a beautiful school and a wonderful program here in Valhalla for special needs kids. This has been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. You can download the Westchester Talk Radio app. Thanks for joining us today.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Easter Seals, New York. This is Project Explore, a beautiful school for preschoolers. We're here for the annual end-of-year carnival celebration for Easter Seals, New York. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative. and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always unlike us on Facebook. Tell your friends and family about us. We want to hear from you. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, our latest guest, she is Mary Ann Gribben. She is Senior Director of Childhood Programs for Easter Seals New York, which, again, is hosting this end-of-year carnival celebration. Good to have you, Mary Ann, and tell us what you do.
Hi, my name is Mary Ann, and I oversee the Early Childhood Centers for Easter Seals New York and two after-school programs as well.
And how many families do these programs serve? Because we have two school districts here. We have the Valhalla District where we are, and Mount Pleasant, which is to the right of where I'm sitting right now. It serves hundreds of families.
That's correct. So just in this location alone, we service approximately 500 children, 500 families, excuse me, throughout Westchester County.
Now, this particular location where we are, it's after school and also preschool. It acts as both here.
Yes, that's correct. And our preschool program services approximately 80 children with special needs that vary between, you know, mild to moderate to some severe disabilities.
And that's across all the spectrum, even the autism spectrum as well.
Yes, that's correct. We offer a lot of services in terms of speech and language therapies, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and also social development and counseling.
Now let's talk about this event itself. This is the 10th year, I understand, that you're doing this. How did this all come about? Is this also not just a celebration, but is it also a fundraiser of sorts?
It pays for itself, really. We really don't make that much money off of it. It's really just a way for us to celebrate the accomplishments of the children and the families that we provide services for. So I had no idea we were doing this for 10 years. I remember when we started it, it was so small and it was just in the driveway, but you know, that was reflective of the enrollment that we had, which was just 4 classrooms at the time. Since 10 years ago, we have grown from the 4 classrooms to now 13 classrooms and added an after-school program.
But again, overall, Easter Seals, again, you told me serves overall 500 families. Now, because these two districts alone, it's 300, but 500 families in all throughout Westchester.
That's correct, throughout Westchester. We have 4 preschool programs throughout the state. One is in the Bronx, which services about 110 families. We also have another preschool program in Monticello, which serves approximately 200 children. And we have a smaller one in Port Jervis, and that one services approximately 60 children. All preschool children. We offer UPK services in those other locations, as well as, you know, children with disabilities.
Well, I got here early to kind of get a feel of the area for the carnival. It's being held outside as we're actually inside as we speak. Maybe not the best of weather, but still looks like a very good turnout. So many different things. They have a dunk tank. They have a face painting. All those kinds of wonderful fun activities for the whole family. Though.
Yeah, it's really great. You know, the dunk tank is a lot of fun, and, you know, the cotton candy is great and the pie throwing. But I think the part of our carnival that truly speaks to the talents of our staff is that the staff puts this on themselves. So each little booth, the staff does and creates an activity and makes sure that all the children, you know, have activities that are appropriate for them. When you go to a carnival, what ends up happening? These little 3 and 5-year-olds, they can't even reach the booth, you know. But here, everything is on a much smaller scale.
It's a lot of fun. Mary Ann, thanks for joining us. If anybody wants more information, where can they contact you?
They could look for me at EasterSealsNY.org, and I would, you know, you can look us up at our early childhood centers.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Mary Ann Gribben joining us again. She's Senior Director of Childhood Programs for Easter Seals New York, which is hosting this end-of-year carnival celebration. Believe it or not, it's the 10th year they're doing this. Very, very impressive. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're broadcasting live Westchester Talk Radio Wiz. We're going to take just a short break. We'll be back with more guests right after this word of interest, so stay right with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on 2 things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit ReversoAssociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Easter Seals, New York. End of year celebration carnival here from Easter Seals main hub in Valhalla, known as Project Explorer. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to go. Joining us now, our latest guest, she is Lisa Smakia. She's the new director of Easter Seals New York, and it's good to join you with us. You've actually been with Easter Seals New York 6 years, but how long have you been in this position?
Well, I've been here for 6 years. I started out actually as a teacher assistant, and I became a teacher, and then I was the assistant director alongside Marianne Gribben, who's now their senior director, and I fulfilled her position as the director of educational services here, and I've been here officially for 1 year in that position. This past school year we started, and Sabrina Sutton came in as the assistant director.
Let's talk about this particular event here. This carnival has been going on about 10 years, so you've been here for six of that. Your impressions of what's been happening with the event today?
I mean, it's beautiful. The rain, luckily, has held out a little. We had a little mist before, but it's just been bigger and bigger every year. Now, it's awesome that you guys were able to come here, and Rob Astorino was able to stop on by. That was amazing to get that opportunity and advertisement out there for Easter Seals New York, especially Project Explorer in Westchester County, Valhalla, and get our name out there more. And it's just been growing and growing ever since I started out 6 years ago. The staff are really the ones that put in all the effort for the carnival and the show to run so smoothly and beautifully. The families' faces are always smiling and beaming from ear to ear because they're just so proud of what their children are doing. You know, we have children that have, you know, mild to moderate disabilities integrated in the setting with typical developing peers, and there's not a lot of, you know, preschool settings that have that opportunity. Usually when they get school age, that's more integrated settings, but having that at this early education age, it's so crucial because it will just set them up for success for the rest of their life. And the families, they can just tell that they are absolutely so impressed and appreciative of our services.
What you serve is, again, kids 3 to 5 years old. That's the clientele that you have here, right?
That's right. So we have a toddler program, which is 18 months until about 2.9 years of age. And then they transition to the preschool setting. We have mostly integrated classroom settings, and we service counseling. We do occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech services right in-house with our staff. We also do family training, where we might go to the home setting to support the families. And then we also do two after-school programs. We have one with Valhalla School District, and we also have another after-school program with Mount Pleasant, which is right down the road. And then we also have a satellite program of another preschool integrated half-day setting at Dowds Lane Elementary School in Irvington, New York. So, you know, we're all over, and we service about 100 children and their parents. I'm sorry, not 100, 400. 400 children and their parents across all the different sites. So we're touching a lot of different families and children.
Well, whatever their abilities and their challenges, I mean, early childhood is so key for them. And again, the speech, the language, the cognitive, they have it, to get that early start, I mean, that's really kind of sets the tone for the rest of their life, I would think.
Mm-hmm. It does. There's been studies proven and shown that, you know, children that start off with such a great early education, they are, you know, less likely to go to jail and have a really more successful life and go on to college. There's been studies that proved it, and it's really unfortunate that, you know, we don't have a lot of money invested in early ed, and it's the most important thing. You know, it's our future.
And I would think all the families that are served in this program, they can rest assured of the fact that their kids are in a very safe, nurturing, caring environment like this.
Of course. Our staff here, they're dedicated. They have to go through tons of background checks and fingerprint clearances to make sure our staff are, you know, safe, nurturing people, and that we have highly qualified staff as well. They are certified through the state, general education and special education teachers in order to work here, and that's not typically what a qualification is at a typical preschool setting. So,
if anybody would like more information about your program, Lisa, where can they contact you or anybody else? Anybody like with Easter Seals, can they give them a call or go on the website in particular?
Sure thing. So our number for our site in Valhalla is 914-328-1578. You can visit us at our website, Easter Seals New York. And also we're on Facebook, Easter Seals New York. And my email address, if you want to contact me directly, if you want to take a tour for our site for a possible enrollment for your child, my email is lsmacchia@eastersealsny.org. And we'd be happy to show you around and give you more info about our program.
All right, good information. Thanks so much, Lisa, and have fun with the rest of the carnival, okay?
Thanks so much.
Lisa Smakia, new director of Easter Seals New York. Again, their main hub is right here where we are in Valhalla, which is hosting the annual end-of-year carnival celebration going on all day long. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more guests right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the end-of-year carnival celebration hosted by Easter Seals New York. We're here at the main hub in Valhalla. It's known as Project Explore. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, my latest guest, she's actually a parent of three kids who have gone through this particular program here in Valhalla. She is Anna Bruno. She lives in Thornwood, and she's also a financial planner. Anna, good to see you with us this morning. Your thoughts on this environment here? Again, your kids, three of them have gone through this program. Tell us about it.
Thank you very much. I am very happy to be here and be part of this school. Like I said, I have three children, and all three of them have been through the school program. Two of my children actually do receive and have received services here as well. My oldest now is almost 10, and my middle son is 7. Both of them have also taken advantage of their aftercare program, which is at Hawthorne Elementary, which is so convenient because that's where they go to school, elementary school. You know, kids have been very, very happy here. And it's interesting that when I was looking for different schools, the hours were very difficult to find that would work with my own schedule. They were either too little or too much, too long. And this school has just about perfect, you know, hours for me and my family. It was not too long or too short. So it's a great school. It's a great program for especially kids that have additional needs, because they feel very, very welcomed here, and they feel like they're part of the group. And I've seen my daughter waking up every day happy and with a big smile on her face, running to the bus stop to go to school with her brothers. So very, very happy here.
Yeah, so they know that they can come to a safe, caring, and really sounds like a fun environment for them too.
Definitely. The teachers are amazing. Both my son Andrew and Catherine love their teachers, and just a very warm, friendly environment and very academic as well.
And we should mention, for those who tune in, this particular location serves as both preschool and after school. It serves both those purposes.
Yes, preschool and after school. And in preschool, I mean, I was amazed that my son, who was in pre-K, was able to read almost and count in a couple of different languages. But it was very interesting. I wasn't, you know, expecting that. So it's definitely a wonderful, wonderful program. I can't speak highly enough of them. So I don't have any more children, but if I did, they would definitely be coming through the program as well.
But certainly, this is a program you would recommend to any family that you know to come here that may have kids with special needs and can come to a place like this, that they serve the 3 to 5 year olds. The early childhood education, that early child care is so critical in life and their development.
Absolutely, exactly right. And not only that, the Easter Seals here is also very flexible. You don't have to keep your child full day if you don't want to. You can keep them half a day or full day. You can do 4 days a week or 5 days or 3 days a week. So it's very flexible for working moms especially. And the summer program also is extremely well organized, whether it's, you know, teachers making sure that the kids have sunblock on them, whether it's, keeping open communication channels with us, with what's going on with the children. Every week I look forward to reading the summary report of what the children have done throughout the week and what books they have read together with the teachers. Like I said, it's very well balanced between fun, but academics as well.
Yeah, because again, that early childhood development that we talked about, but at least from the time they come into this program, Anna, from the time they leave, they're much better than they were when they started.
Absolutely. Especially for my children who needed the therapy, it was extremely helpful. Andrew was able to get declassified before he started kindergarten. So he received services that he needed and help that he needed, and to get to a point where he no longer needs the additional help. So, you know, I don't know if he had not gotten the help, maybe he would still be behind with speech or some other areas, but I'm happy to report that he's doing extremely well in school.
It sounds like this program has been a lifesaver for you and your kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Anna, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the carnival, okay? And good luck to your three kids as well.
Thank you very much.
Anna Bruno, again, she's a mother of three kids who have come through this program here at Easter Seals New York Project Explorer. She's from Thornwood and a financial planner, and she's among the many attendees at today's end-of-year carnival celebration, which continues all day today. If you just tuned in, I'm Jim Cleefield. We're broadcasting live from the Easter Seals New York end-of-carnival celebration, end-of-year carnival celebration going on today, this Friday. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.